Wise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
I'm Paige.
And so there was a study, and Americans were asked, thinking about the past week, how many hours of sleep have you had per night?
That ain't much.
Weeknights, I get 5 to 6.
Which is enough, right?
That's a lot.
It's a lot, really? If it wasn't in your head that you needed 8 hours of sleep, would you? Like, it's the whole thing about food. Like, usually when I wake up in the morning, I'm hungry.
Well, yeah,
by definition, you're breaking your fast.
You don't
haven't
past
eaten yet.
8 o'clock, right?
Over the weekends you do sometimes, but like,
well, that's because you can't get dinner.
I'm also going to stay up later on the weekends too, but
you got to be careful.
So, like at lunchtime, let's say your lunch break's at 11:30 or 12:30. What if you're not hungry? Do you go eat anyway? Yeah.
Oh, you mean like to maintain a schedule?
Yeah, because it's the time to do it.
People work till 12:30.
You know what I'm saying. Like
people that want to make a living,
you know, the American home. And look, I support the American home, but that says, okay, mom or dad's going to make the meal. Maybe they make it together, and we're going to eat it this time. We're all going to be hungry right now.
Well, that's tough.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy. But it also takes the whole family culture out of sitting there together. Meanwhile, do you have it when they're on their phones anyway? You know,
yeah.
It's been so long since I sat down.
Everybody's distracted.
With a family type setting.
The fact that don't exist anymore.
Uh-uh.
Not everybody's hungry at the same time.
Only holidays and birthdays.
And it's crazy to think that now, you know, when you're a kid, you don't really get to the pick or whatever. But it's like in relationships, I guarantee you the biggest argument that most people have across the board is what are we going to eat for dinner?
Oh, yeah. It's right up there with
the
what are we going to watch.
The smallest things will start with that. We can go wherever you want. Okay, well, then I'll go to this place because I know you usually don't like it. Oh, yeah? You gonna go? And then next thing you know, she's leaving to stay at her mama's house.
It's a big brawl. And we know, kids, you didn't get a choice because you didn't ask to be born. Though if you were a smart kid, you'd say, yes, I did ask to be born. I asked Jesus to deliver me to you. And look what happened.
Yeah.
Then your parents would feel like mud for telling you that.
God don't make no junk.
So
can't salvage his soul, bitch.
The number one answer to this study is 7 hours was the number one answer that people get it on. 16%.
Hell, man. I don't.
7 hours.
Need it. Like, I really feel like I don't need it. Now, I obviously, for any of you say it, well, you don't have a manual labor job. You don't realize how many things I throw at Fat Boy during the show. I'm really I'm like a Major League Baseball pitcher throwing
exhausted
things at him.
If I get up at 3 o'clock, Monday through Friday, I've been doing it for almost 20 years. So if I want to get 8 hours, I'm talking about 8 hours of like, boom, I'm asleep. I would have to be asleep
seven
by eight. So you have to go to bed by seven, like during football season?
That's impossible.
What's wrong with you?
I don't get to the point.
But you catch a nap, though, the next day. Generally,
yeah, but even then they tell you like
you off though.
Well, you got to have something. They tell you to do an hour.
Yeah,
if you do more than an hour, you get groggy, and the hour is supposed to be like enough time for even if you have a morbidly obese body.
Yeah,
an hour is long enough to recharge it, they say.
Well, a lot of people say, well, why after you do headlines at 9 o'clock do you guys do a re-premiere? We put our heads down and take a little nap.
Snappy really dog.
I want to have good concentration when I happy birthday or suck it.
Yeah.
And I'm not supposed to be a stomach sleeper. I sleep on my nuts. A lot of people don't.
How?
I'm supposed to sleep on my side, but I can't.
How do you? Are you sitting?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm hanging the right leg off of the bed. So it's on the floor.
This is going
to
sound real mean. Like, I really don't mean this mean. But like you laying on your tummy because your belly's so hard and protruding, I don't see how your head and feet touch the bed at the same time.
It's like a turtle.
Well, I'm not saying the bed's like completely flat. You know, it looks like one of the, like it contours to the to the shape of.
Can you look at the mattress and tell who sleeps on what side?
Well, I guess rotate it around a good bit. But even if you do that enough,
you can still tell. Yeah, I hate that too.
We would have separate bedrooms if it were like if we had the room for it. Only because I snore so much.
Bless her heart.
And I take an Excedrin. What do you call it?
Tylenol.
What's the Mucinex? I take one of those before I go to sleep.
When I'm like antihistamine hits or whatever?
Well, something dries you up. Because I have a lot of snot problems. Is that a weight thing?
I've heard snorting rice. Well, hell, it works for the cell phones.
Look, if it's about crushing and snorting, I'm front of the line, buddy.
Yeah.
Don't so that, second kids. Place is 8 hours, 16% of the vote. And then third place is 5 hours, is usually what I get because I get a... Something wakes me up.
Look at Vince.
I have to go to the bathroom or there's a noise or, you know. Yeah.
Vince is the great shape. Now he's older.
God, no.
But he notoriously does not sleep.
Vince McMahon?
Yeah.
Why doesn't he?
He's always working. He's like, he's wasting time to sleep.
I think Elon sleeps 4 or 5 a night. I'm not going to use Trump as an example.
Well, he doesn't sleep.
Trump,
They say he doesn't sleep very much at all.
No.
Yeah. And he's old. Like, he should be getting some rest. I want to take a nap. I want to take a little nap. Can
Who's
I take a nap?
Who's the girl, by the way? His new...
The one that's holding the buzzer to wake him up. That's what people are saying. Like, she's got a buzzer.
Is she a nurse? is she a nurse? Is it
I don't know if she's just a staffer or...
I thought it was going to be the one they were going to use to replace...
Old Milkers?
I can't think of her. Levitt. But then, there's some kind of thing, you're talking about. She I feel like she might be, an on-call doctor or...
I don't agree with a lot of...
nurse, I should say.
Caroline Levitt's comments or politics, but when you see those bikini pictures, it's hard to, focus on what's coming out of her mouth because... She's so good looking.
Oh.
That's weird.
I can see why those kids wanted to be...
born there.
Yeah.
You're so bad.
There's a compliment somewhere.
Well, I needed the punchline for it, too. So where's my mind at?
I'm looking for it.
So 8% of adults get 10 hours of sleep at night. 10 hours?
Lying.
How do you do
they
that?
Are lying. I want to see proof, sleep studies.
For real, if you have to be at work, let's say the average job is 8, which... It's no longer 9. People try to say the 9 to 5.
Well, you got
to
be at school by 8:30, right?
So let's say you got to get up at 7 to get
you got stupid
10
kids,
hours
you gotta feed them.
Of sleep, you would have to...
Go to bed at 8 o'clock and get up at 8. I mean, oof.
You'd have to go to bed at 8.
If you gamble during football season, it ain't going to happen.
And then you're going to work till 5. You're going to come home. You're going to get home at 6. You're going to... Cook dinner, make dinner, order dinner.
That doesn't give you much time.
You
got to
give 2 hours?
You got no life. And people say...
Man, blink all that.
And people say they crash in the afternoon. What is it? I think it was 2 to 3 at their normal jobs is when they start to crash.
Yeah.
So that's when you get your energy drinks, your Red Butches, and whatever else you got going.
Bull.
You know?
Bull stud.
Just so you can make it through the last couple hours.
Yeah.
Until the work schedule changes. Which, if you never worked 4/10s before, it is much better. Because let's be honest, those last 2 hours of work, you're really not doing anything.
It's like Friday. God, they should really do that.
Yeah.
It's an actual good idea, actually.
I mean, Henry Ford is why we have this work schedule, right?
Well, the assembly line.
I mean, Kellogg is the reason why we have a food pyramid.
Yeah.
So you can buy their products.
Coca-Cola's the reason we got Santa Claus.
I mean, hell. This stuff, I mean, they're trying to reintroduce.
Norman Rockwell is the reason we have, didn't he do Uncle Sam? I want to think it was him.
Was that him? Who's the reason why we have 401k accounts? I think that major company.
I don't know. It's probably some colored rock.
That's what I say.
If I may say.
Does it rhyme with, I can't say that either, but the first word was going to be.
Guard.
Nope. Well, the second word was.
Fan.
Yeah. Another name for a chicken.
Guard van.
Guard van. Ron is with a...
Rock black.
Stantard.
No, he's not, Matthew. He's half. All right, go ahead.
So the next thing in glamour...
His daddy was black, Matthew.
Is polyester.
Soul man. Polyester.
Yeah.
That's the new what?
Glamour, no. Glamour, don't.
His grandpa was the hung chief, Mavia.
He was the high chief. Don't do drugs, kids.
And that is polyester, is the Gen Z's new viral insult.
I thought polyester was a woman who liked to have a lot of crazy sex. But
many Esther.
Oh. No, that's polyamorous sex.
It's Aunt Esther.
So, on Esther. Shut up, sucker. Fish-eyed fool.
It's slang for anything low quality or inauthentic.
Two spots, no waiting, fool. Y'all better be getting naked.
Or anything that you, you know, order online. Polyester.
Two spots, no waiting.
Are you God,
if you, had to hook up with LaWanda. That'd
be... Dude, she used to be a belly dancer or like a go-go dancer like Edith.
Nice.
God, yeah, but
I just see a Ann fire Esther. Dancer. That's where Red Fox met her.
I just see Ann Esther's face, and I hear that because she cussed a lot in her stand up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, filthy as crap, man. But the same thing about Della Reese. You know?
Oh, yeah. She didn't talk like this in Touched by an Angel.
No.
You would have been touched by hell.
Yeah.
That would have been your spinoff.
I know.
With that mouth of yours.
Eddie Murphy.
What's up, mother?
Richard Pryor.
I thought I was on Touched by an Angel. You won't touch my hell. You're going to be down here if you don't straighten up.
What was the white lady's name on there?
Downey?
Roma Downey. That's right. That's right. She comes from the fabric softener fortune.
Yeah. She didn't have she didn't have that condition.
No, she didn't.
Just her name.
No. Yeah.
So people don't like polyester anymore?
I don't know anyone who... I used to actually...
I don't know what it is, to be honest.
It's like a...
Cannot point to it out.
It's like textile made out of plastic, essentially.
Is it like Eddie's suit, the blue suit? Was that polyester?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like, okay. Just think Hamrick's 1985.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow, yeah.
Polyester.
Spitter's full.
It's like if you didn't want to wear denim.
That you talking about Chris Hamrick's or just the store?
Confederate currency.
I got a Confederate polyester suit. I come out to my matches. And
God,
like a big blue polyester suit.
Do a new updated version of him. He comes out and he's like a robot, and he's cryptocurrency Chris Hamrick.
Yeah,
oh, dang it, dude!
He's got a finisher called the Fart Coin.
His manager's just like a dog. He's doji. I love it, Paige. Well,
if we don't stop, by God, he's gonna get Boomer and Dookie Payne into a run.
Not Dookie Payne. I know Jay Eagle. He'll chop their. Freaking scalp.
Then I'm going to be fighting off AJ Frost. I'm going to be fighting off loaded guns.
That's terrible.
Right there.
All right, well, Paige, and those are your Rice Guys headlines.
And you know what? You don't even brag about it either.
Hey!
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rice Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick. Ah!
Become a P1
at theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Not Michaels.
Oh, you know what I thought of? Shout out to P1 Iron Horse. He just he's going through cancer right now. He just started his chemo.
God bless.
Yep.
Damn.
I know, man.
How old is he?
God.
I mean, just a guess.
Late 40s.
Every time I've ever seen that guy.
Let me look up his records real quick.
I think. I was around him one time and I was heavily drinking. It was an event.
Nice.
The other times he's always been dressed up like Marilyn Manson when I've seen him.
What a good costume. I remember that back in the day.
Oh, was it a costume?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was just a phase.
He always had the bands going. Born in 79. Do the math for me.
46?
That's how old he is. Yeah. Thoughts with you, Iron Horse. Well, there's a picture of him he put on Facebook.
Well, he might be 47 now.
Taking his first chemo treatment.
Golly bum.
Yeah.
God bless.
Yeah, man.
I appreciate that, but gosh, you just totally.
Well, I was already thinking because Steven Garcia shaved his head over the weekend. You know, and he already beat one round of his. I saw him ring the bell.
So I don't
know
that.
I don't know what he's going through now. Like a second, maybe a different cancer they're treating, but.
Yeah.
You know,
God, I was just thinking, could you imagine? And I'm not making any jokes here, but you imagine you were like a nurse at like a chemo office, and you go to work and you have an awful hangover.
I mean, it's just the fact that you got to go.
But at the same time, you want to be excited for the people ringing those bells. But God, every time they do it, it makes you remember last night and how many margs you had.
Suffering
God, I'm so
bell.
Happy for them, but please,
Dude, especially when he talks about how much these pills cost just to go through the stuff. Thousands of dollars a month.
I know.
Shout out to you, Jason. Good luck, buddy.
Well, that's where, you know, it's, I don't know.
Happy Monday to you.
I want to say, like, you know, my doctor explained to me, like, cancer. I was like, hey, you don't think there's a cure out there? And he's like, cancer is such a broad term, yeah, that he's like, you got skin cancer, you got this kind of cancer. He's like, it's just a broad term for this just unexplainable disease. But I, at the same time, you know that there's a lot of money in the medication and all that.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I was telling myself, like, with the Wegovys and the GLP-1s and all that stuff, like, why would they make it so easy when we know the way Big Pharma is? Why would they make it so easy for people to get in better health or to get in better shape or to lose weight or whatever it might be? Because that would make their profits go down. Because, like, down deep, let's be honest, a company like Lilly is just evil, vile, dirty. You can argue with it all day long. I know that there's profits to be made, but, like, that's just evil, yeah, dirty. It's like the guy who bought the medicine that time.
Shkreli?
Shkreli. Bought the Wu-Tang One of One album. That guy.
The one that arguably made the crypto with Barron Trump, and we don't know.
Arguably could be their Tasahoshi, or whatever how you say it.
That's the Satoshi stacking sats.
Satoshi.
That's always the constant in that business, right? The self wellness business. Like, you get off it a little, you get back on it.
Well, so I guess
cheaper in Europe, by the way.
But y'all, everything is. Well, not everything.
Like, they all your GLP-1s cost the most in this country than they do around the world.
Okay, so that's what I was going to ask. So they are in other countries?
Oh, yeah.
So what? Let me look this up. What is that?
See if I can give you a price.
See, that shocks me, because I thought it was going to be one of those things where America was going to be like the beta test again for these things to see what happens. But so I think what I've figured out with it is, even if you, like, lost a lot of weight and everything, like, I really think there's going to be complications from it down the road. But also, like, if you lost your job or whatever, your company, all of a sudden, your insurance, whatever, it starts to say, well, we're not going to cover that, or, you know, out of pocket. I can only imagine what they cost out of pocket.
So this was originally for, you know, diabetics.
Yes.
And, you know, so it was covered then. Now it's going to turn cosmetic and they're not going to cover it.
Mm-hmm. Like Botox.
Oh, yeah. This says in here, this country, a 30-day supply of Wegovy goes for about $1,300.
God bless.
The same supply in the United Kingdom goes for $90 to $130. The same supply.
And this is the, we make it in this country?
Let me look that up, because obviously they sell it all over, but.
Yeah.
There were congressional hearings, like, why does this cost so much here? And then nothing ever happens to them.
Yeah.
$330 in Germany. So we go, who makes GLP?
Cool.
Where is GLP-1s made?
Where it was, traffic emails. And the same thing goes for, absolutely, that text is right. You read my mind. The same thing goes with, like, people who, you know, want to transition, you know, to other sexes or whatever.
Wow.
I mean, that's certainly, people would argue this, but I think that's certainly cosmetic.
Did you know Lilly makes all of them?
Yeah. That's what I said earlier. Like,
I didn't know they made all of them.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Well, this is their, you know, various points.
It's just like when you found out that Toyota also makes Lexus. Is that the one?
Yes. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I think that's the one. So everybody's got their brand. It's like when I found out Pet Dairy also makes the ice cream for the stores. So the store brand.
The house, okay.
So...
Well, that makes sense. I guess somebody.
Yeah, but so, but then when you, once you know that, it's like, well, why would I
spend the money
pay them
on
for
it?
Their brand name if I know they're making the other?
So thing. What all does Bayer make if they had enough money to buy Monsanto? And we're not just talking about pills, right, and aspirins.
Well,
they got to be another.
I mean, hell, they own a soccer team in FIFA now.
Oh, that whole thing.
Yeah, but like, so once you figure that out, it's like, okay, well, they're not going to. They're going to sell the antidote one day to you. that's, oh, sorry, yes, you can sue us. We'll give you a little bit of money. You don't have a pancreas now or whatever. I don't even, kidney, whatever the big thing is that a lot of people go through when they have that.
Some people talk about the ivermectin, how a certain cocktail, that and nobody's looking into it, and people will tell you, I've known somebody who's taken it, and it's eradicated like a certain type of cancer that they had.
Isn't that the guy that somebody, it's one of those buzzwords. It's kind of like during COVID. What was the other buzzword? Trump said it all the time, the medicine.
Oh, God dang it. What was it?
The medicine that Andrew Crome.
I don't know.
It was something.
Adrenochrome?
Adrenochrome.
Yeah.
There you go. No, Adrenochrome. So with that, that's something I think like somebody talked about on Rogan, and then it became like
just became word
people are like, oh, it's kind of like stem cell been around for so long, but then like once it permeates into like mainstream.
What they really are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You looking that up? It's hard to spell.
Yeah.
That's one thing I will say about Google is they've got it caveman stupid to look up stuff now. Like what I did earlier, I just put Netflix, aliens, family can't leave house. Boom. Told me what it was.
Speak like a caveman.
They figured it out. Keep it simple, stupid. Really have.
Since it's just getting into the chemical structure of it, like the chemistry of it.
Yeah. Well,
so I don't know if
anything like that, like if you ever hear about these miracle drugs that come out, the engine that ran on water or whatever, who bought that? GE or GM? They bought it and then shelved it.
Yeah.
But they also have, there's this thing in the, it's not in the Constitution, it's not in the Bill of Rights, whatever it would be in, that let's say that I invented a motor. Am I boring you, Paige?
No.
Let's say that I came up with some kind of gadget that made electricity out of nothing. Okay, not solar panel, whatever. Just I came up with this thing, and it would no longer be a need for you to go buy gas or to give Duke Power money or whatever.
Oh, there'd be a price on your head, buddy.
Well, no, the government could take eminent domain over my patent because it would be dangerous to the security of our country, meaning the economy would fall apart. Like that's in the bylaw that the government can eminent domain your patent if it were to cause the economy to fall apart.
It's like when people say the CIA does not operate, stateside, but they do.
Like
they do what they want.
If Paige invented a time machine.
But what if you could only go back 5 minutes?
Hey, still, it's worth it.
The DeLorean would have been pink, first off.
Yes.
The inside would have been leopard skin.
You sure you want to? Now you're going to look gay when you go back in time. Is that cool? You're going to arrive in the past.
Her dog Einstein would be a little puppy that she holds in her hand or whatever. You have to go 69 miles an hour instead of 55.
It doesn't go fast. That's the thing.
God.
You got to get it up to 6 miles an hour to be able to break through the other side.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Bring it down. Live from CallRob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on today, August the 18th. Happy birthday.
Oh, suck it! That counts, by the way, a little ring of fire we just did.
That was good.
You said Pokey Reese.
You said Pee Wee Reese. I went Reese Witherspoon.
Then I said Reese Cup.
You said Reese Cup, then I went Reese Witherspoon, and then John Witherspoon came up in there, too.
Oh, I should have said Teresa. I'm in a basketball mode.
Teresa.
Something else I was going to tell you, I'm sure to come back to me.
Teresa Cups.
Anyway, start with this fella.
Anywho.
Anywho
will do.
Saturday Night Live. John Lovitz.
No.
Now
this.
He has a lot of birthdays.
This guy was busy. He was also in a sitcom that ran on three different networks because it got canceled twice.
Oh, Jason Sudeikis.
No, same cast though.
Aaron Tillum.
He was also in a musical three-piece.
Andy Samberg.
Samberg's birthday.
Yeah, from Brooklyn 9-1.
Yeah.
998.
Is it a big birthday?
It is not.
It's not in the
club. I was a little surprised at this age, though. The Lonely Island with, I forgot the other guys. Yorma? And who's the other one?
I don't know. Dharma and Greg.
Jazzed in His Pants. Remember that song?
Oh, my God.
Because he was a big jazz fan.
That's right. Just jazzed in my
pants. Jazz in my pants.
What do you say?
I will say...
Dang it.
46.
47.
Well, back to the birthdays. He's 48 years old today.
Oh, man.
I'll be blanked on a shingle.
And served up.
That's gross.
You'd be chipped before the toast. I don't have music for this guy. I don't know what to play. Been in a ton of movies. Fight Club, Hulk, Motherless Brooklyn, American History X. He's got a new movie out.
Give me the initials and I got you.
E-N.
E-N.
So his last name is has a D. Some people say it with a T. His last name is also the... No, that's a different guy. It's Edward Norton.
Oh,
God, I was
he's
saying
hot.
His last name was also the name of an antivirus founder who might have been kidnapped and killed, but, you know.
Norton Lewis.
That was McAfee. John McAfee.
Oh, yeah, you're
that's
thinking
a different
of
one.
Norton micro, like for computer viruses.
Yeah, then I was thinking McAfee's not Norton. He's separate.
Bigelow.
Douche Bigelow.
I like Edward Norton.
He's a great actor.
Yes.
Is he related to Ken? Do we know?
I think they were cousins.
Okay.
Senior or junior?
Both, actually.
Is he related to Edward Furlong, which coincidentally was his brother in American History X?
Mm.
Two Edwards. All right, look. You can say it's a great movie and not really agree with the theme of it, right?
Sure.
Because it really is a good movie.
What?
American History X.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, you see his redemption, you know, from beginning to end, but it's a rough ride along, especially when you grow up watching Boy Meets World and you see the dad is his dad and that.
Mr. Matthews giving
his little speech at the table. Very racist. Yeah. Arguably a very racist movie.
56.
57.
He is 57 years old, like your favorite steak sauce.
Foot.
I did buy some of those once.
You know what? We'll keep it going because this guy also hosted SNL before, just like Edward Norton. He's also been on our show before because he said shout out to Anderson because that's where he had some family at the time.
Who?
He was in Pump Up the Volume.
Dance.
Interview with a Vampire, which was supposed to be River Phoenix's part, but he had died. So
he had died.
This guy got the part.
Brad Pitt.
No, remember Pump Up the Volume? Gleaming the Cube. Mr. Robot.
He was...
thought you were about to start flipping out on me. I don't want you to get
flips.
Give
me the initials.
C.S.
Yes, you are. You're a C.S.
I feel like you would have got it off Pump Up the Volume. It's Christian Slater.
Oh, gosh, I love him.
Ask him if he's retarded real quick. Just do a little check.
I'm gonna say that.
And I mean that in a...
It's his birthday. Don't do that to him.
No, Christian Slater is such a good actor.
And look, I only say the word because I meant it in the educational
world. Was he related to Mario Lopez? Do we know?
That guy never ages. I mean, he's going to be hot the rest of his life.
Hot.
Quit passing me that note, Paige.
69.
God, really?
Oh. Okay, well, I mean, it's... Sucker's been around for
yes.
that I almost said sucker with an F. That was weird.
Sucker
57
for Christian Slater.
Paige, you were thinking of Pentecostal Holiness Slater.
Mm-mm.
This guy culturally misappropriated the way he dressed and had a heart attack.
Everlast.
Yep. He's also named after the boxers. That's what you put on the cover of your boys. Paige likes some bear. She likes to see him swing.
I do.
Then you'd love the new Jackass when Grandpa gets up on the pole.
I'm just amazed by
that. Was one of the new bits they did. It's just a rehashing of.
Is it already streaming free, or do you pay for it?
It's streaming.
Do you pay for it? See you.
I mean, it's streaming.
Oh, my God. Oh, you torrent.
No. Boy, don't tell you nothing about torrents. You'd go run, tell the cops. Hey, guess what my coworker's doing? Downloading movies.
Catch my car keys with your mouth. Dickhead.
No, I paid for it. It was $25.
Happy birthday, DJ Everlast. I'm going to say he is a big old 6'0".
59.
He is also
57.
57 years old.
Oh, poo.
Do you have to? I mean, you can go if you need to.
No.
I asked her what she was doing later.
Would you film it if you did go?
No.
No, I said, who's your favorite Simpsons character?
I'd film it if you...
poo.
You'd film it if you didn't want
to. Bless you.
Poop.
Poop.
I got like 5 more minutes, guys. I got to get a little
It's Dennis Leary's birthday.
Oh, suck it.
Rescue Me was a great show.
Yeah, I like Dennis Leary.
Well, I didn't told him to. S.I. Medidi.
She's thinking about him naked.
No.
And the ref. You like the ref.
I like Rescue Me. That was good. Good show.
Well, feel free to guess.
62.
He is 69 years old. Wow. I feel like this is going to be the first time in a long time we get back-to-back suckets. Uh-oh. But I may be wrong. Roman Polanski.
Let's get ready to suck it.
He can suck it.
Yeah, but you know what's odd about this situation is they're friends now. The accuser.
Woody Allen and Sun Yi were...
They were, like, taking pictures together.
Yeah, man.
Like, I don't know if she was... I don't know what that situation was. If she said it was blown out of proportion, or if she just, like, you know what, it's been long enough to... Or if she got Munchausen's into a picture. I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, he's 93. Happy heavenly birthday.
Happy second birthday.
What is...
Damn.
Paige, what is Downhausen syndrome? What is it?
What is it?
What did you say it was?
Is it Munchausen's?
Oh, there's Danhausen.
You know about that Munch, don't you? We've said that about an Academy Award winning director. What the hell?
What, you said he was a carpet muncher?
I didn't say anything of the sort.
Oh.
Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Oh, we miss you, Theo Huxtable.
Would have been 56 years old today.
Happy heavenly.
He's up here.
Dalton himself from the Double Deuce. Everybody's favorite bar bouncer.
Swayze dog.
Swayze would have been 74 years old today.
Loved him.
I forgot that Liam Neeson was in Next of Kin. He's the only one left, I think, from the main cast of that movie.
Isn't it, though? His big remember those could be Naked Gun.
Yeah. Well, all those other fighter movies. I'm doing a movie called Next of Chin, if you want to check it out.
Oh, mm-hmm. The Search for Animal.
It's Roberto Clemente.
Search for Neck.
Oh. Sorry, Dave Guido.
Would have been 92 years old.
God.
Martin Mull.
Oh, he's dead.
Yeah, lost him in 2024.
Yes.
He would have been 83. Leon from Roseanne.
From Roseanne.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Robert Redford, probably the most handsome actor that ever lived.
My mama loved him.
He was great.
The way we were.
90. He would have been 90 years old. He died last year.
Hmm.
Don't know how he died, but I think it was at home or whatever. Boy, I tell you, Gene Hackman, that video still makes the rounds.
God, you said that. That's so strange that you said he died at home, and instantly I thought of Gene Hackman.
That's so
sad. Because they found him just laying up on his little outside of the kitchen.
Wow.
The place was a mess, though.
Yeah.
I saw it because it came up in the news again. His estate's getting sued.
Didn't she die from some kind of disease from...
I think he blanked her to death.
No.
But,
Wasn't that rat disease that was going on for a while?
Yeah.
Rat disease.
Wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
Something odd.
Their estate's getting sued by a lot of creditors, and they don't know who's going to inherit all the money.
Oh, really?
It's like $80 million, I think he's got, between three kids that he didn't want to give any to. But they're going to get it. Because he left it to her. She died first.
Yeah.
Now it's just sitting
there. Oh, but it was not their kids together?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think it was from a previous bitch.
Previous situation.
Excuse me. I thought that's legally how they called it.
I'm Ackman. You know, he's Lex Luthor, oddly
enough. Shoot the ball.
It's crazy. All right. Thank you to...
It was the French Connector.
To everyone that called today.
Dirty Bob.
All of them. Dirty Bob was a great call.
Also,
the guy that...
His wife doesn't wear makeup. Don't need it, he says.
He says she does need it.
She does.
I'll talk about Dirty Bob.
Oh, Dirty Bob says no, yeah. She doesn't need it. No.
Dirty Bob knows how to work.
Yes.
Yeah, you do. She's probably listening.
You know, the more you talk, the more it makes me forget what I'm going
to
say.
I feel like you're about ready to fall out. I'm sorry.
I just did the promo for us. So.
Oh, we're good then?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, there's got to be... No, come on.
We don't have to do one now.
Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America.
Get that ass, too.
It is good.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. Riseguys.com.
Bye, baby. Bye.